In the last week, we have seen political protests and riots that have degenerated into sectarian and ethnic clashes in northern Nigeria, which have left at least several hundred dead. We've called on the security forces to ensure that vulnerable communities are provided adequate security and that the security forces remain neutral in their response to these clashes. We also have called on and are calling upon the Nigerian authorities to ensure that those responsible for these acts of violence are held accountable.
Eric, will Human Rights Watch investigate some of these violence perpetrated against unarmed Nigerians ahead of Tuesday's vote?
Human Rights Watch is investigating cases of violence that have been perpetrated within northern Nigeria and within the area that is known as the Middle Belt, which divides the largely Muslim north from the predominantly Christian south. We're also investigating credible allegations of that members of the security forces used excessive force in responding to the violence.
Eric, some people have expressed concern that the ongoing violence could affect or scare prospective voters from participating in the gubernatorial election in those areas being affected by the violence. What do you hear on the ground?
There was, following the presidential election, there was Following the presidential election, there were widespread riots as well as protests within the north that degenerated into sectarian and ethnic violence within northern Nigeria. We are concerned that the gubernatorial elections that will be held today on Tuesday could also see a risk of violence during the elections or in the aftermath of the elections. We have called upon the Nigerian security forces to ensure that vulnerable communities, particularly within the Middle Belt, are provided adequate protection during this time, and that Nigeria's voters and electoral officials are also provided adequate security within Tuesday's elections.
Human Rights Watch has called on Nigeria's security agencies to be neutral in responding to some of this violence, but others are saying that some of these northerners feel that the security agencies are working at the behest of the federal government, therefore they see them as enemies. How can they be neutral in stopping some of this violence then?
Well, there's a couple things. One is that the Nigerian security forces, particularly the Nigeria police force, has a history of corruption and abuse. We have seen in previous cases of intercommunal violence, for example, in Plateau State, where members of the security forces have been implicated in extrajudicial killings during intercommunal violence. During last week's violence, the military was deployed to the areas affected by the violence and were successful in quelling the clashes that were taking place in the north of Nigeria. It's important that the military and the police continue to ensure that vulnerable communities are provided adequate security, and the Nigeria police force, as well as the military, provide the security in a neutral manner, irrespective of religious, ethnic, or political identity.